Okay. I have to wait for one moment because I guess there's feedback in the microphone. Kiertää vähän sen, niin Ossi käy korjaamassa tilanteen. Praise the Lord for mixers, technicians. Kiitos Herralle miksaista. Okay, so amen. So the scripture, guess what it has to do with? Niin arvatkaa, mitä se käsittelee. It has to do with sleep. So we see how the Holy Spirit knows everything that's going to take place. All right, the name of this message is Responding from a Place of Rest. Amen. And we're going to go to Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. Granger, would you give this to Matt? Ah, okay. All right. So I'm going to read from the English version. Okay. It's about Jesus calming the storm. Okay. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came upon the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." So as I read this scripture, the Holy Spirit started ministering to me about the way that we respond to different situations. The disciples responded from a place of fear, from the midst of the waves and from the midst of the storm. But Jesus responded from the midst of rest. He was able to peacefully sleep in the middle of a storm. And it just caused me to think that Jesus' intimacy with the Father was so great that no matter what was going on around him, he could always trust and rely on that relationship that he had with the Father. And when we look at Jesus, he was sleeping, he was resting, and immediately when he came to the situation, he was able to clearly say what needed to be done. His mind was clear, his thoughts were clear, his words were clear. He was coming from a place of rest, a clear place, a place of a clear mind.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the disciples who were responding, their minds didn't seem very clear. They were just like, save us, save us. Aren't you going to save us? Are you just going to let us drown? I'm pretty sure that God has gifted most men with this gift of sleep, or this ability to be able to sleep in the middle of chaos. At least my husband has been blessed with this gift. He does wake up if it's necessary, but he's able to fall into deep sleep while the kids are running around like crazy. I'm convinced that God has gifted men with this. But, well, seriously, I do think that through the Holy Spirit, God has given this opportunity for all of us. When we know God and we have an intimate relationship with Him, we can feel secure in that relationship and we can respond to different situations based on that connection that we have with Him. Most of the time, the problems that we face, the problems are not the problem. The problem is the way that we're responding. So I would say that Jesus is our example of how to respond in the midst of a storm in our lives, when the waves are just coming over the boat, into the boat, and you can't see clearly. It might be dark. You feel like you're going to drown. Jesus is a great example to us of how to respond in that kind of a situation. But then I want to look at the disciples for a moment. Because I want to encourage you today. If you have felt, if you're like the disciples and you have felt like Jesus has just been sleeping in your boat and you have been feeling like he's not doing anything about your situation, today I want to encourage you. The point is, the important point for us to recognize is that Jesus, the comfort, was in the boat all along. Jesus never left them alone in the middle of this storm. Comfort was constantly present in the boat. As a matter of fact, it was his idea to get in the boat. So that tells us that he has a purpose and a plan for every storm that he takes us through. But the disciples forgot that God was in the boat with them. And so I want to encourage you today that if you have felt this way, like Jesus is just sleeping in the midst of your situation, he is with you. The disciples were asking, why aren't you getting up and saving us? Why are you letting us drown? But if you imagine that a child would have been on that boat, what would a child have done on the boat? Any idea? Well, a child would have found Jesus and sat next to him. He would have looked for the safest place on the boat. He would have looked for Jesus. The child wouldn't have accused Jesus of, why aren't you doing anything about my situation? The child would have gone and taken probably Jesus' arm and put it over him and been like, I'm just going to curl up next to you. That's the safest place to be, close to Jesus. So we need to be like a child. We need to stop blaming God and asking him, why aren't you saving me out of this situation? But be bold and get close to him. Go to him. Seek him. Until you find him. In the midst of every storm that you're going through. No matter how hard it seems and how much the boat already has water inside of it. Jesus asks us an important question. He says, who do you say that I am? He asked this of the disciples, and they answered who people were saying that Jesus was. But then he asked them, well, who do you say that I am? So I hear Jesus asking us, you and myself, this question, who do you say that I am? Because based on who you say that he is, that's how you're going to respond in the middle of the storm. If you believe that he is the Son of God, then you will seek him out in the middle of that storm. You will know that he is your refuge. I'm going to read just a couple of short scriptures. From Matthew 14, verses 13 through 20. Wait a minute. Matthew 14, verses 13 through 21. No, that's not it. Wait a minute. Matthew 14. Oh, it's the finished version. Never mind. Yep, it is 13. It is 13. Okay. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. 14 ja jae 13. Joo. Joo. Kuultuaan tästä Jeesus lähti veneellä autiolle seudulle yksinäisyyteen, mutta tieto levisi ja kaupungeista lähti paljon väkeä maitse hänen peräänsä. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." So then we know that the story continues, that they have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they bring these to Jesus, and Jesus blesses them, and there's enough food for everyone. I wanted to read this example because I believe that through a lot of these scriptures, Jesus wants to change our perspective on how we see different circumstances and situations in our lives. The disciples were looking through their natural eyes and they saw that there wasn't enough food. So then they came up with a natural plan to send everyone away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Same way when they were in the boat and the storm arose, they didn't, like, it's like they didn't understand the power of Jesus in that moment. They were just looking at the storm, just like here, they were just looking at the little amount of food that they had instead of looking to Jesus. So the way Jesus responded in this situation, it was a divine response. And again, it was based on his connection with the Father. He said, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." So he was trying to change their perspective on what to do and how to perceive these kind of situations that seem impossible in the natural. The realization that the disciples come to a little later because when Jesus walks on water is that truly you are the Son of God. So right now, if in your life you are in this kind of a situation where you feel like there's a storm, or you feel like you're in this kind of a remote place, like a deserted place, where there's only just a little of something, and you need God to move, I would just encourage you to not look at the circumstance and try to come up with like a plan according to your natural eyes, but to trust in the Lord and seek Him and get close to Him. That even in the middle of the storm, you would be able to respond from a place of rest, that you would still be able to sleep like Jesus did. Yes, the translator added something. Yes, amen. So I just want to encourage you to keep moving forward. These are difficult times that we're living in, stormy times, lots of winds, lots of waves. You might feel like there's a desert. Let me just read one more scripture here at the end. This is coming from Isaiah chapter 35. And starting from verse 3. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be open and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. And listen to this part. This is my favorite part. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground, bubbling springs. This is what our God can do. He can calm a storm. He can create water in a desert. He can multiply food. He can do the impossible in your life. And because he can do all of this, and he's given us the Holy Spirit, he can confidently say to us to just rest and relax. And I'm preaching to myself as well. I'm sure my husband will remind me of this sermon when I feel overwhelmed tomorrow morning.